You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, beautiful listeners. Welcome to another episode of The Purpose Show. I am happy to be just kind of relaxed and chatting about just what my week looks like. I get asked about this all the time. And so I'm finally just sitting down and just kind of candidly sharing with you how I organize my life, really. Organize my months, organize my week, organize my days, kind of how I find balance in all that I have going on and just sort of where the business fits in, where homeschooling fits in, where personal stuff fits in, housework and cooking and all that kind of stuff, and what works for me in getting all of those things done. So it is a lot, and I definitely have my days and my weeks that are harder than others where I feel like I'm, you know, struggling or like I'm not good enough or not organized enough. I'm definitely very normal, and I have my days and my tough times, and that's just going to happen no matter what you do. But I will say that there is a lot going on in my life, but I definitely feel very present and focused, and like I'm never really stretched too thin, which I think is pretty amazing considering all the things that are going on in my life. So I'm happy to answer your guys' questions and just sort of sit down with you and candidly talk about my weekly schedule and kind of what that looks like. Before we dive into that, I do want to say I never want to give the impression that I do it all or that, you know, everything is perfect over here. I definitely need you guys to know that I have a team behind me now. It wasn't always that way, but I do have, gosh, I think I have about 10 or even more people working for my incorporation. So there's a lot of help. I work a lot less than I used to, especially at the start of my business and all of this. Back then, my work was incredibly heavy and diligent. I definitely paid my dues. I woke up at about 4 a.m. every day for nearly a year, and I worked before Brian would go to his job. I worked in all of the little cracks of my day, in nap time, after bedtime. I feel like I barely slept during that time. You know, I did that until I, you know, quote, made it or whatever. So I'm going into what my work schedule has looked like recently and what it looks like now, because I get questions about it all the time. And so I'm assuming that there are other moms out there who can benefit from this. So this is really just a deep dive into my weekly routine and schedule. So basically, I've shared this before, but I was introduced to the idea of batching your work in researching how to get my work done and be productive. When entrepreneurship was newer to me, I found myself just kind of being sporadic and jumping around from task to task and feeling very frazzled and overburdened because I had to do all my own social media, all my own writing, all my own promoting, writing my own emails, responding to comments, just doing everything I by myself because it was new and I couldn't afford to hire anyone else. And that's just what I was doing. And so I was introduced to this idea of batching, which is a pretty common work method where basically you segment your work by type. So if you're writing emails, you're writing emails. You're not writing emails and then going and checking in on social media and then recording a podcast episode. You're batching your work. So you say, okay, I'm going to work for 2 hours and I'm going to write emails. And then when I'm done writing emails, then I'll go and work on social media comments. So you're putting like tasks together. And basically the idea behind this is that it, in terms of like your psyche, it makes you more productive because you're already in that zone. You're already in the zone of writing emails, or writing a blog post or homeschooling your kids. If we're going to talk about more personal stuff, you're already in that mindset and in that zone of your brain. So you're already there. You don't have to switch tasks and like, you know, regauge yourself. You're already there. So if you get all those like tasks done at the same time, you fly through it, you work faster and better, more focused, and you're more productive. And so this method really helped me in running running my business. And so I decided to take it into my schedule. I don't know if this is something that's known and, you know, by other people or talked about by other people, but as far as I know, and in my own brain, I just kind of carried this over myself and made this up, this type of schedule up for myself because it works for my life. So basically I have sort of a batch style schedule. It's very flexible and it changes as needed. Like right now I'm recording and it's almost 3:30 my time. I can't even tell you the last time I was recording a podcast episode at this time. I almost never record at this time. I'm never working at this time. This is like a 1% thing happening, but this is just kind of where I landed this week because I'm recovering from losing my voice and kind of catching up on episodes. And we've had kind of a weird week and I'm just squeezing in an episode before I take the boys to their baseball game. So it's very flexible. I'm not a super, super rigid person. I believe in having a rigid schedule set up, but in being gracious to yourself and allowing yourself flexibility because that's life. And it's much easier if you can kind of ebb and flow as needed instead of trying to be perfectionistic and super, super rigid. But anyway, I definitely plan my week and even my month in a batch style schedule. And so how that looks is I have Mondays for work tasks. So often these are the days where I'm recording the podcast or interviewing guests for the podcast or getting my work task done. So I keep a running list of just work tasks. My assistant, Haley, helps me manage that. And if something pops up that absolutely has to be done by me and can't be delegated to another team member, then she'll put it on my task list. And so I know that on Mondays, I am pretty much always working. It's just a good day for me. I'm in a good working mindset after coming off of a restful weekend. And I like to start my day by feeling accomplished. So on Mondays, I'm always working. I pretty much start my day working and I work for, I don't know, a few hours, 2-3 hours, 4 at most. If there's, you know, a lot going on or something, but I can't remember the last time I worked that long, in a day. So anyway, on Mondays, I definitely am working. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, definitely less work, more homeschool heavy days. And then Fridays is always my day of meetings. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll see that on my story. Pretty much every Friday, I have batched meetings. So it starts about 8 o'clock in the morning, my time. I'm in the Pacific time zone. And I have meetings about every half hour back to back. I leave just enough margin to kind of snag some breakfast and snag some lunch. But I have meetings back to back until it depends. Sometimes it's over as early as 10:30 and sometimes it's as late as 12:30 or 1 o'clock. So it just depends on the week. I have a meeting with our CFOs. I have a meeting with my PR girl, Ashley, who's amazing. And I have a weekly meeting with my assistant, Haley. She's also my chief of staff. So we just kind of check in with each other. And then we have a weekly team meeting. And there's also meetings for the print shop that I run. And lots of different things going on. If somebody on the team needs a separate one-on-one with me, we'll have a meeting for that. So sometimes that's social media management, marketing, you know, whatever. There's always different needs. So just depending on the load and the need that week, whatever it is, I at least have a couple hours worth of meetings on Fridays, sometimes more than that. Hey friends, just wanted to let you know I have 2 freebies that are really going to help you out if this episode is relative to your life. The first one is the Blog to Business Resource Guide. It's basically just a guide of my favorite books and websites and courses and influencers who all helped me when I was growing my business. Basically anything that helped me on my entrepreneurial journey and starting my business and running my business. So that's totally free and it's in the show notes, which I'll link in 1 second. Also, the Trello training video. There's a big blog post that I put together a while back that basically just talks about why and how I use Trello, which is a free online platform as well as a mobile app, to organize my entire life. I keep everything in Trello. Really, really helps me function and keep my business and my personal life running smoothly. And then there's also a training video for those of you who are a little bit more visual and want to go more in depth with learning how to use Trello and how I use Trello and the labels that it has and all the different features of Trello to keep my entire life and my business organized. So those things are totally free and I think they'll really be helpful if you're a mompreneur. So you can just visit alicasaza.com/shownotes/30. That's 30. And you can find the free download buttons for both of those things. I hope that helps you guys out and good luck with your businesses. So if that makes sense, that's kind of how I batch my week. On Fridays, I know I can mentally and emotionally prepare for meetings because I know every Friday is the day of meetings. Now, I will say I have it set up to where there are Fridays where I won't be at the team meeting. Like I have it things set up to where it's delegated. I really believe that because I'm a mom, it's important for me to have my business set up as early as I could afford it to be at least. I had it set up to where I'm replaceable. I don't want everyone to have to come to me. I don't want to be a control freak and have to have, you know, the final say on every single thing. So I've empowered my chief of staff, my podcast manager, everybody who's got a significant role in the business. I've empowered them to make decisions without me whenever they can, whenever they feel comfortable and confident to do that. And that is like 85% of the time. That way, if I need to miss the team meeting, I can. If I need Haley to step in and have a meeting with me, with our CFOs, she can do that. And that's really great. And there has been weeks where that's happened. So I'm there whenever I can be because I love what I do. I love my business and I love the people that work with me. But every once in a while, life happens and I can't be there. So I do have somebody who can step in for me if I need them to. And then in terms of my work tasks, I really am only doing what I need to and love to do. So I write all my own emails. I do all my own writing. I plan my own podcast content. I am on my Instagram. I'm in my Facebook groups and I do my own live streams. Obviously, it's me and my face and my voice. You can't fake that. I do all my own, like me leading you guys, me connecting with you guys, me teaching you guys. I do all my own stuff like that. And I love to write. So I always write my own emails and my own like content and stuff like that. I just have people managing the other things that can easily be automated so that I'm practicing what I preach and being present in my personal life and with my family whenever I'm not doing those other tasks. So that's kind of how I flexibly batch style my schedule. And then I also have monthly batching. And by that, I mean, typically it's kind of changed recently. So right now it's the last week of every month and the first week of every month. So 2 weeks out of the month, I am recording the podcast for the following month. So for example, at the last week of February and the first week of March, I was recording for April. You know, and we get a little behind sometimes. Like right now, it's the middle of March and I'm recording an episode for April because I lost my voice and took 2 weeks off. So again, there's a huge benefit in having cushion and giving yourself space and time. And that's exactly why we do that. But anyway, so even my month is batched. So those 2 weeks out of the month are focused on recording the podcast and Haley will make sure that my other work tasks are very light, just like writing emails and maybe doing a couple live streams, but a lot less work because my weeks are full of recording during that time. But then the other 2 weeks of the month are more heavily working. So writing emails, writing blog posts if I'm going to, really connecting with you guys, my audience, and doing live streams and spending more time on Instagram. I use Instagram stories as kind of a vlog, so to speak. So I will spend more time on there during those weeks of the month. And it's kind of back and forth that way. So batching has really helped me. I think even if you're not an entrepreneur, you can absolutely use the idea of batching for your schedule, even like with housework and stuff like that. That would be so helpful. And then, like I said, I have like work heavier days and school heavier days. So I still do work in school with my kids every single day of the week. Actually, no, that's not true. We have a 4-day work week with the kids now. So we do school typically 4 days a week. But so, for example, on Mondays, I know that I'm going to be working on Mondays. It's a work day for me. But I also will do school with the kids. So I usually work first and then do school with the kids after. But Brian will help me out on Mondays with school with the kids. And he'll kind of be doing some schooling while I'm in my office, like recording or working or whatever. And then after I'm done, we'll kind of switch. And he'll come out here and do any editing that he has to do. Because in case you don't know, Brian does all the like media, videography, photos, editing, all that kind of stuff for the business. And so he'll come out here and do that and I'll do school with the kids and then we'll like make dinner and eat together or go to baseball or whatever we have going on that night. But then Tuesday through Thursday is more of a school heavy days. And then, yeah, I may work and come out and knock out a couple tasks, but it's more school focused days. And usually I don't work those days, but it's not to say that I definitely don't. I hope that's making sense and not sounding like I'm just rambling. And then that's really it. My personal life and housework and stuff. Like, I definitely have batching for that too. Again, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that Brian and I have a weekly date night. It's kind of religious for us. We only skip it if we absolutely have to. And even then we'll try to squeeze in some time alone together because we look forward to it. But we have that every week, and we try to get in some one-on-one time with our kids when we can, and housework and stuff like that. I kind of try to look ahead. I'm saying this humbly because right now this week has been really crazy and we had a lot of extra baseball. And so I have not done that this week, but usually I'll kind of look ahead and see like, okay, we're going to need a crock pot meal on Monday because I have to work and then the boys have a baseball game. So I'm not going to have time to cook dinner, or okay, we're going to get takeout on Thursday because it's crazy and we have horseback and then baseball or whatever. So I kind of look ahead and plan accordingly. I try to have my family eat at home whenever we can, but we definitely do enjoy eating out. So if we need to, and it's just going to be a lot easier and the night calls for it, we'll definitely eat out together. And then my housework, like in terms of cleaning and maintaining my house, I am a big believer in not scheduling this per se, and then just getting it all done as I go. So if I am, let's say that I'm homeschooling the kids and I have to use the restroom. When I go into the restroom, I'll do my thing and then I will grab a scrubbing bubbles bathroom wipe, which they sell at Target and probably anywhere else you can get cleaning stuff. And I'll just do a wipe down. Wipe down the sink, the top of the toilet, the rim of the toilet, done. So the bathroom kind of got wiped. I'll grab a paper towel from under the sink and the window spray and do the mirrors real quick. I will have Bella run the vacuum while I switch the laundry upstairs. I'll have my RoboVac running while I'm cooking dinner downstairs. I'll have the kids pick up and straighten up the throw pillows and stuff while I'm getting dinner on the table. I have my kids do as many chores as they can for their ages, which is a lot more than I think we usually give our kids credit for. So my kids unload and reload the dishwasher, which I know it's terrifying. I'm always worried they're going to break a dish, but it's worth it for them to learn responsibility and to help out and for you to be less stressed and to have them grow up to be responsible human beings. So delegate to your kids. Bella can do laundry. The kids can vacuum and pick up, and there's all kinds of stuff they can do, taking care of pets, de-weeding the front yard, things like that. So I delegate to my employees whenever I can in the business, and I delegate to my kids and my husband where I can at home. I also have a housekeeping team that comes every other week to do the deep cleaning stuff because I do work and I would rather have that time with my family and pay for that to be delegated. But then, you know, little things in between, they can be fit in between. When I wake up in the morning, part of my morning ritual before I start to get dressed for the day is to throw in a load of laundry. And before I go to bed at night, that load of laundry is dried, folded, and put away at some point. Sometimes it's all done in the morning. Other times it is not done until right before I go to bed. It just depends. But one load a day keeps the mountain away. That's my saying. Things like that. So I hope that answers your guys' questions. I hope that that is helpful and not too rambling. I know it's kind of hard to like describe your schedule without being visual. Hey friends, have you gotten the Time Blocking Mom workbook yet? If not, you need to check this out. It is a workbook that I put together myself that is all about time blocking, which I'm big on. And I help you kind of navigate this in a flexible way so you're not stuck to this unrealistic, rigid schedule. But basically, think of this as sort of a budget for your time. You're telling every hour of your day where to go before it comes. Because the fact is, we all have the same amount of hours in the day and we can complain that there's not enough time in the day and we can't ever get our stuff done. But the fact is, we've got the responsibility on our own selves to be intentional with our days and with our time and with what we're doing with that time. So you might as well own up to the fact that you've got the amount of hours in the day that everybody else has and tell each hour where to go instead of playing the victim and kind of complaining about the fact that there's just never enough time to do everything that you need to do, right? So it's only $9. You can go and get it. It's a Time Blocking Mom workbook. It's very in-depth. It's an easy download. You can do it on the computer and fill it out, or you can print it out if you're more of a pen and paper kind of girl. But for $9, you can take control of your time and your day. So go check it out. Go to alikasaza.com/time-blocking. No spaces or dashes or anything, just the words. That page will give you a little bit more information about the workbook and give you the option to snag it for just $9. So go check it out and let me help you get more intentional with your days. that's how I do it. Batching has really, really helped me a lot. There are some weeks that are just really, really heavy and busy and just happen sometimes, even if we're intentional about what we allow to take up our time. Sometimes you just go through a busy season and that's okay. There's grace for that. There's takeout for that. There's crockpot meals for that. There's cereal nights for that. And that I think this too is where it comes in handy to have a morning, an early morning ritual and to get my day started off on the right foot, which if you want to know more about that, I will link to that podcast episode because that's a good one and really the key to me even being able to have the energy to do all of these things. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I will let you guys go now, but I hope that was helpful. And please, if there's ever an episode on a topic that maybe you want to know more in depth about, or you want another like follow-up episode because I didn't answer enough, you can always send an email or message me on Instagram. And even if I don't respond, I will very likely see it and maybe it'll turn into another episode. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads, courses, classes, and to learn more about what the next step might look like for you. I'm always rooting for you. See you next time.